Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join in?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Okay, here we go. Today, folks, this is a good one. Because today, I want to share with you something that affects every living soul. And that one thing is your attitude. This affects everyone. It is your attitude. You know, I don't know if anyone's ever told you, but I mean, many of you who listen know this, but there are a lot of people who don't understand. A positive attitude can bring about a change. A positive attitude can bring about a change. Well, now here we go with the naysayers. Well, Steve, what you mean if I'm just positive being changed? My mama gone. What me being positive got to do with that? Okay, now listen to me carefully. A positive attitude can bring about change. Well, okay, Steve, I hear you saying that, but they done fired me. So now what does my having a positive attitude have to do with the fact that they fired me? Well, one more time. A positive attitude can bring about change. Well, Steve, I sat up in here and gave 8, 9, 12 years of my life to this man, and he cheated on me and walked out. Now, what does me being positive have to do with him cheating on me? How that's gonna change that? Okay, here we go again. A positive attitude can bring about change. Now, listen to the whole thing now. The positive attitude and the change that can happen starts, this is the start, it starts within you. See, life is 10% what happens, is 90% what you do about what happens. Okay, you gave 12 years of your life to this man. He cheated and left you holding the bag, the kids and everything. Now, what does being positive have to do with changing that? Or they came in and they fired you, you lost your job that you was a stellar performer at, but now how does you having a positive attitude, how does that change things for you? So far, we can use any example. Here's what happens. When you have a positive attitude, what it produces within you is a positive approach to life. And when you have a positive attitude and a positive approach to life, it causes you to be optimistic, to have a positive outlook, to expect things to eventually turn around and turn into a positive. That's very important, because as the law of attraction comes into play, if you think positive thoughts, you attract positive things. If you think evil thoughts, you attract evil to you. You know, if you want for nothing, then nothing comes your way. If you want for positive attitude, if you want for positive results, if you want for a great outcome, that's what you attract to you. The change will begin within you. So let's take the man that walked out your life and left you holding the bag. Here's a positive attitude. Okay, two things have happened that's positive here. Number one, you've ridded yourself of someone who is obviously going to be, if not already, been toxic in your life. Caused you many restless nights, a lot of uncomfortable feelings and uneasiness, not sure, insecurity. You've been going through it with this person, whoever they are. Number one, that person has been released from your life. Number two, it allows you now to have the someone who will treat you just the way you want to be treated. That's the positive outlook. That's the optimistic way. That's when you're a positive person, you see the positive in things that happen to you instead of burying yourself under the what's wrong with it, or oh, woe is me now concept. See, a positive attitude, when they came in there and they fired you and let you go, could this not have been just the opening you needed to finally start on a new career path that you've been talking about doing anyway? Could it possibly be a brand new chance for you to get the dream job or dream career of your choice? Could it not possibly be the perfect opportunity now for you to finally, finally do something about that gift, about that talent that God gave you, that thing that you love to do? Could it not be the perfect time for you to pursue that? But if you don't have a positive attitude, then you lay there. Oh, they finna come get my house. Oh, what I'm gonna do now? Oh, this unemployment ain't enough. Oh, Lord, when this unemployment run out, what am I gonna do then? I won't have nothing. And you, oh, woe is me, until you become, oh, woe is me. But if you take it from the positive approach, some amazing things can happen in your life. I will tell you on a personal note that some of the best changes, some of the biggest moments in my life came after a loss. Some of the best things that's ever happened to me, some of the biggest moments that I've accomplished in my entire career came after a loss. See, I don't want to go down the list, but boy, I could tell you, let me tell you something. When they didn't want me on the radio anymore in L.A., when they were sick of the way I did radio out there, and they wanted me gone, and on May 23rd, 2000, and five, when my deal was done with the beat out in L.A., okay, look what happened, though. Yeah, I was gone in May, but in September 19th, I started the Steve Harvey Radio Network with four cities. I'm now 60-some cities, you see. But I didn't go, oh, woe is me. I said, oh, okay. God must have something else for me then. Because if he didn't remove me from this, there must be something else. Same thing can happen when you lose and you break up in a relationship. Same thing can happen to you. You never know the one God got for you. Now here you go. Here you go again. Now you get put into a situation where somebody treats you just the way you want to be treated, provide you with a whole lot of aspects of your life you knew nothing about prior to that. But you got to stay positive. You got to keep looking out. You got to keep looking to God. You got to keep believing that there's got to be something better for you, that God has a plan, and it don't coincide with your plan oftentimes. But his way is the best way. Oh, I have not liked it many times, man. Oh, man, I've had people scathe me. I'm talking about, man, people I ain't done nothing to. I don't even know where it's coming from. Just go public and just try to bury me. When they got through, man, I can't tell you what happened to me, because I ain't raised my voice back. I didn't get into that negative lane with them. I took the high road. And when you take the high road, God got something for you. So all of you out there that's struggling, that's being hated on, that you feel like your life took some turns that you have no control over, if you stay positive, that positive attitude, that optimistic outlook, that always thinking, God got me no matter what happened to me. Some amazing things is going will happen in your life. It's a fact. I don't know how it works that way. I just know that's what it is. Positive attitude is everything, y'all. So get off the old woe is me negativity train, because it ain't going to take you nowhere but down. And get your outlook up. If you change your attitude, you change your altitude. Altitude is determined by your attitude. How high you go, how big you become, how far you go, it all depends on how you think. It all depends on what type of attitude you got. Ain't no very, very successful, super negative people. It just doesn't coincide that way. If you see that, something happened to them along the way. And don't worry, you ain't got to worry about it, because you ain't going to see them long. Because you can't stay up there like that. It's just too hard. All right? That's the conversation.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Baby, you are listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I am J. Anthony Brown. We are holding it down. This show right here dedicated today to the people who deliver you stuff, who bring stuff to your house, baby. You ain't got to go nowhere. Delivering it today, Shelly Strawberry, baby.
Oh, I got some shoes in the mail. I got some shoes. They're at my house when I get off
from work.
Isn't that
the best?
Yes,
oh my God.
Morning, Jay. Morning, everyone.
Delivering it also, my main man, Junior, y'all. Junior delivering
morning,
it, baby.
Morning, everybody. They got water coming. Case of water. They bring it to the house.
Oh, damn.
A whole case.
They Amazon. Just set it out there in the sunshine, man. And who delivers it every day? Food number one, my man, Tommy.
Draws. They deliver draws. We deliver draws.
It has changed.
Did you order any draws?
Man, it's changed the way we live, man.
Yeah,
you get stuff delivered.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to go nowhere. I mean, nowhere.
But you don't like company, though, Jay. So you
no, yeah, but leave it on the porch. Don't
sit
you
the box
no,
down and
no, we
and
gotta
leave.
Set the box down. We got to interact.
I don't know you.
Conversation? What?
We ain't got to have conversation.
We ain't friends.
But you know what I hate, Shirley? I hate when I see the UPS truck and I'm thinking it's for me, right? Because I love deliveries, and it's for across the street. I told the dude, hey, man, look, now if you're not going to come up the street and deliver me something, don't bring your ass up the street no damn more, all right? When that truck stopped in front of my house, you better find something on that truck to give me, okay?
I don't care what
house.
It is.
In front of my house.
Front my house.
I don't care what it is.
That's
see
funny.
That truck out there, man. I want something, boy. I'm telling you, it has changed the way we live.
But you know, I hate certified letters, though.
Oh,
don't
that's
bring
scary.
Those. Yeah,
no, that's
don't
scary.
Bring those.
Yeah, certified letters.
Please keep scary. Those.
Yeah,
you gotta get your life in order.
Yeah,
you gotta get your life. You really do.
But Tommy, you set a certified letter down for a couple of days because you try to guess.
Yeah.
No, you don't open that when it when
no,
you
first
get
right
you don't open
when
it.
You get
let it,
it
breathe.
No. Yeah. You
hold
just
it
set
up
it
to
down.
The light. See where it's from.
You know where it's from. I hate it when they send you the notice in the mail. And you got to go down to the post office and pick it up. Now they know
oh,
they got
yeah,
you.
That's even
they
scarier.
Got you now.
Yeah. I got to go somewhere to get bad news. Oh, man.
I'm not going to get it.
Uh-uh. It could stay there. Right, Carla?
Yeah, I'm just listening. This is crazy.
I know.
Hush.
Yeah, it can change your whole life, man. You
silence. Know.
What did I do?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, we have a lot to talk about this morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so much going on just right here, like Jay says,
because
right
he
here
don't stop. Because
in
he
the
don't
United
stop.
States. Coming up, we're going to talk about these Trump tapes, okay? The secret Trump Cohen tape, it is out. And
it's a
man,
mixtape.
Oh man.
Let's go with the R. Kelly tape.
All right, we'll be back to talk about it at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen, coming up in about an hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? You could win a chance at some of Steve's
so
money.
Funny. Why do we laugh at that?
I don't know.
He's pretty smart.
I don't know why y'all do it.
He's smart.
Oh, listen to Team Tommy over there. Oh,
he's pretty smart.
Give him
fella.
An hour, Team Tommy.
Oh, I know. I know. Owen, he won't even know Tommy. Steve's grand prize money of $1 million is what you can win. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com. You got to register so you can play, people. That's how this game works. Well, some big headlines this morning, huh? The secret tape of a conversation, between President Donald Trump and his former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen. Well, it isn't a secret anymore now, is it? CNN broadcast the tape that was allegedly recorded in 2016. The recording came to CNN courtesy of Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis. Lanny Davis. Mr. Trump was, Lanny, okay?
You don't want nobody named Lanny speaking
Lanny,
for you.
Lanny Davis, man.
Lanny Davis.
Lanny Davis.
I don't know nobody named Lanny ever lied.
Lil' Lanny told me that.
Lanny Davis, man.
I don't know. Go ask Lanny. Mr. Trump was looking to buy the rights of the story of Playboy model Karen McDougal, who says she had an affair with the president, or before he became president, I should say. This audio seems to confirm that Donald Trump knew of the effort to pay off McDougal. Cohen told Trump about his plans to set up a company and finance the purchase of the rights from American Media, which publishes the National Enquirer. Trump interrupts Cohen, asking, what financing, according to the recording? When Cohen tells Trump, we'll have to pay, Trump is heard saying, pay with cash, but the audio is muddled, and it's unclear whether he suggests paying with cash or not paying. Take a listen. Figure it out for yourself.
I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David. You know, so that I'm going
to
do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. That, and it's all the stuff. Because you know, you never know where that company,
you never know where he's going to be.
Correct. So I'm all over that, and I spoke to Alan about it. When it comes time for the financing, which will be
listen, what financing?
We'll have to.
Pay with cash, but the audio is muddled and it's unclear whether he suggests paying with cash or not paying. Take a listen.
I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David, you know, so that I'm going
to
do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. That, and it's all the stuff, because, you know, you never know where that company,
you never know where he's going to be.
Correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay with cash.
No. I got it.
That's the part you want to hear again. Yeah.
And David is Trump.
David is the head of the National Enquirer.
The
owner of American Media. David Pecker.
David Pecker. That's a weird name, isn't it?
Trump. Why are these conversations taped? There's so many questions here. And while the tape's release comes as Cohen has been described as ready to flip against the president, his current attorney.
Like in the Soul Circus, baby.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, hears the tape differently. He tells Fox News, quote, there's no indication of any crime being committed on this tape. Giuliani. Okay.
I'll tell you what this tape did do. What? It made a lot of people with sad pieces nervous.
But you know what?
They on alert. Yeah, they on alert this morning.
Yeah, man. Everybody tighten up.
There was no collusion.
There was no collusion.
You got to talk to all your partners. Any tapes we ever talked about?
Why is this on
Trump
tape?
Trump is like the dude that gets busted. And, you know, you keep finding stuff, and all he has to say, oh, that. Oh, girl, that ain't nothing.
My mom used to say that. Oh, that.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. I mean, we can hear all this stuff. His base still sticks with him.
But his
base
still
sticks with
him. Yeah,
they still stick with
him. They're getting smaller. Yeah.
Some of his constituents and followers, if you will, they're tweeting out this morning. So what? You know, they don't care.
Yeah, they really don't care. This man can do no wrong. And on a side note, Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, shut down her clothing line business. She says she wants to concentrate on her work at the White House.
That ain't true.
Uh-uh.
That's,
ain't nobody
buying that.
No, you don't shut down if you're selling.
No.
Well, her sales have dropped, I think, about 50%, 40%,
50%. She might have a two-for-one, Shirley.
Everything must go. Clearance.
Buy one, get nine.
All sales are final.
All sales are final. Come back up in here trying to get a refund.
Uh-uh. I'm making moves. It's time to clean up.
She making money moves, huh?
Yeah.
You make money moves.
This is crazy.
Trump tapes. Yeah. Wow, yeah, his Trump attorney taped him.
Yeah.
Gonna be some more come out.
Yeah.
We should put
like
the R. Kelly tape
though.
Up under this tape and play them both at the same time.
I admit it. All right, the nephew is here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure he has a nice run that prank back treat for us this morning. Coming up next.
Is it on tape?
It's on tape.
Run that prank back with the king of pranks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, guys, entertainment news. Demi Lovato, we'll talk about her. And yeah, she's had a major setback. And in sports news, it's Carmelo Anthony, is he really going to be a Houston Rocket, guys?
We need him.
Yeah.
Junior got to tell us. Junior,
find out. We need him.
All right, Junior. Right now, the nephew's here. He is the king of pranks with Run That Prank Back. What you got for his nephew today?
We're talking to dumb children. Today is your baby going back to kindergarten. Your baby going back to kindergarten. Every now and then, there's some dumb cheering at
me. Who repeats kindergarten, though?
Don't be mad.
Hey, don't.
If you can't color right, Shirley, you're going back.
Don't.
You're all outside the line.
Stay in the line.
When you get outside that line, you're going back.
Wow.
You wrong for this. Here it is.
You're wrong for this.
Ready?
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach Ms. Thomas, please.
This is Ms. Thomas. Who is it?
My name is Mr. Stapleton. I'm actually the principal over at elementary school. I'm looking at my records indicating that your son, Thomas, is going to be starting his first grade.
Mm-hmm. He's ready. My baby's ready.
Right. Listen, Ms. Thomas, I've been going through actually all of the children's records that will be starting school, and I'm looking at your son's grades from his kindergarten year.
Mm-hmm. And he did good. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not exactly. I mean, there's been a few. I actually spoke with the teacher who he was under in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he just really wasn't up to par as the rest of the children.
Now his conduct. Now he talks, but he gets his work. So what else is she saying on that ain't right?
Well, what it seems to be, ma'am, is that his grades weren't up to par as the rest of the other children. She did tell me he was a disobedient child.
No, he's disobedient and talking two different things. Come on.
Okay. Well, ma'am, listen. What we've decided here is we're gonna let little actually do another year of kindergarten.
Oh, no, y'all ain't gonna let him do another year of kindergarten, no, sir.
Ma'am, that's the only choice
I'm
I have
sorry,
after looking.
No, we got our letter in the mail with our report card the week after school started, and it said on the back, promoted. And if I got to get up off this couch and go get it, I'm gonna be out. Because I'm telling you right now, we will be in the first grade. Kindergarten wasn't that hard. I'm not sure what they told you about him, but it must be the wrong.
Well,
is that
ma'am,
from my
understanding, he doesn't color as well as the rest of the kids. He's all out of it. He's
color.
Out of the lines when he colors. He doesn't know his numbers completely, and that's kind of what we need when you first come into the first grade.
No, what I can show you on this paper, he did satisfactory all the way through. Now you about to me off, and I'm already sick calling me with some by my son flunking kindergarten. He ain't that kind of
dog. He does not color well, ma'am.
Listen, color ain't got nothing to do with the daggum kindergarten. He is going to the first grade, and I'll be down there on August 24th.
Ma'am, I will not be able to allow you get into school August
24th. I'm sorry, mister. And let me tell you what. Let me go in and get my pencil and pen, because I don't live that far from this school. And if y'all already down there causing some conflict, I need to get up and go down there, because I'm not telling my baby when he come home today that he ain't going to the daggum first
ma'am,
grade.
Ma'am, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to refuse education from him on August 24th.
You know what? I just went back and put him in public school. I know that was a mistake in the first place. Fooling with y'all talking about some coloring. Give me your name again, sir.
Stapleton, ma'am.
And what's that number down there?
The number here is actually area code.
Wait a minute. I got the number. Never mind. I pulled up this report card. I got the number and your name on the back of this paper. I tell you what, August 24th, we'll be coming in there going to school, and I might make a trip around there this evening when I come from the doctor.
Ma'am,
to make sure that
the bottom
the
line,
right
ma'am,
stuff.
Is I'm not
going. I don't
want
to hear that. Colin ain't got nothing to do with nothing else.
But
he shouldn't have sent the paper.
It's not only coloring. His arithmetic is bad.
I'm sorry. No.
Are you working with him at home? Are you doing anything as a parent?
I work with my son at home every day. What you trying to say? I'm an incompetent parent?
I'm just asking, as a parent, are you working with your child?
Yes, I'm working with my child every day. He can read better than you, probably.
No, he can't read better. I'm the principal.
He can't read better than you because obviously you read that wrong on that paper that he's supposed to be going back to kindergarten when I know the paper said from his going to the first grade, and I'm not listening to no more of this about him going backwards. Now, if you got a problem with your paperwork, maybe you need to go talk to your secretary or somebody in there that wrote my baby name down.
Your name, your son's name, Thomas, ma'am.
I know it ain't him, baby. I know it ain't him. You're not going to sit up and tell me my son is fucking kindergarten. He is not going back to that kindergarten.
Don't bring your son down here August the 24th. Do you hear me?
I tell you what, be ready to whip me and my husband. But we will be down there August the 4th, backpack, shoes, uniform, everything. You hear me?
I will not be able to allow him an education.
Are you down there right now? I will come down there right now and make that correction on that paper for you.
Can you bring your
baby is not going back to no kindergarten for no coloring.
Can you bring him down here and let him color for me so I can?
You talking about coloring, arithmetic, and all that stuff? No, No, I'm sorry. We will be down there August the 24th. I will have this report card in my hand that says you have been promoted to the first grade, and he's going to have a smile on his face, and so are you.
I got one more thing I need to tell you, man. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening. You ain't saying nothing yet. You better say something that sounds like the first grade, because I'm not playing. I would go down to this daggum administrative office, and I had fire because my son will be in that first grade.
Who are you raising your voice at? Who are you raising your voice
at? I'm talking to you. You're talking crazy to me. I'm talking crazy to you.
What?
I'm a grown woman. I don't need to be explaining to you why I'm trying to defend my son.
Did you graduate?
Honey, I am a college degree person. I have a great job. My husband and I do well for ourselves and for our children, and that's why we know.
You're not even at work right now, man.
Listen, I'm sick, fool. I told you that when you called here. Waiting on the doctor to call me now. I'm probably missing my phone call.
Can you color? Because your son can't color.
Can I color? What kind of question is that to ask me, can I color? What are you, white or black? You asking me something? You asking me, am I colored?
No, I ask you, can you color? Like,
no,
your son
I
can't.
I hear some racist lines in there, can you color? No, my coloring and me being colored ain't got nothing to do with none of this. Is this a race thing?
No,
that you trying to make sure you send him back?
No, I'm not trying to send him back. I want to send him back to color, to get his coloring together.
I tell you what, that ain't got nothing to do with none. And if you are the head person down there now, you are incompetent and you are an illiterate. Call me and tell me that my son has to go back to the first grade.
I got one more thing.
You
know what?
Mixed up. I tell you what, I'm through with this conversation.
I'm through with this. I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to be out of here. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Felicia.
I'm going to beat Felicia's I am going to beat her motherfucker. You about to get tore out the frame. I mean, I'm writing numbers and everything. Man, I'm recording everything. I'm going to beat her because she know I don't play when it comes to my kids. Okay, that's all right.
All right, babe. One more question now. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
God, Tommy.
Jimmy, get a drama some.
Yeah. Don't mess with people's kids, though. Oh.
You got to, Shirley. You have to go at people about things they care about.
What they care
they
about.
Love. It's passionate. They love their kids.
And that's how you push the button, huh? That's how you push the button.
Yeah, push the button. push the button. I'm going to push the button, August 3rd, 4th, 5th. Uh-huh. I'm going to be in Birmingham, Alabama at the Stardome, one of the biggest comedy clubs in the country. I am going to be, what did I say to y'all yesterday? Ignatricity.
Oh.
Ignatricity. Say it with me. Ignatricity.
I love that word. Ignatricity.
That sounds stupid.
It's like electricity with ignorance. It's ignatricity.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? You, when you plug it up, you're finna get a whole lot. And I got volts of just ignorance. It's ignatricity going down at the Stardome Friday, Saturday, Sunday, first weekend in August. Tickets on sale right now. The Nephew is coming to town.
All right, Neff. Coming up in entertainment news, Demi Lovato. And Junior's going to tell us if Carmelo Anthony is really going to be a Houston Rocket. We'll find out. Yeah, right after this. Woo!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, guys, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Come on, Cletus.
You can win a chance. You could win a chance at some of Steve's grand prize money of $1 million. That's what this is all about, $1 million. But you can't play unless you register at steveharveyfm.com. Please go and do that right now, okay? In entertainment news, boy, oh boy, yesterday was some kind of day for pop star Demi Lovato. Yesterday, an emergency call from her Hollywood Hills home said that she was unconscious. According to law enforcement sources, Demi was given Narcan, which is used to treat narcotic overdoses, and rushed to the hospital. Now, Demi's rep said, quote, "Demi is awake with her family, who wants to express thanks to everyone for the love, prayers, and support. Some of the information reported is incorrect, and they respectfully ask for privacy." The information they are referring to is that TMZ broke the story, that Demi OD'd at her home Tuesday, and law enforcement sources say it was an apparent heroin overdose. But a source close to Demi says it was not heroin. All right.
But she's doing better. She's recovering.
Yeah, but the point is, she's doing better. She had a great 6-year run, as we understand it, of sobriety, and she had a setback. Yeah, she had a setback.
I'm a fan of hers, and I hope, man.
Yeah, her big hit. Sorry, Not Sorry. People love that song so much. All right, and in other sports news, Junior is standing by because he's got to tell us about the latest on Carmelo Anthony and the Houston Rockets.
Please.
Come on, Junior.
Please. Please.
What's happening?
We need Carmelo Anthony and anybody else because we haven't signed anybody this offseason.
We being the Rockets.
We being the Houston Rockets have not signed nobody. We don't know who coming on the team.
Can he help us?
I think he can help us. I really do think he can if he buys into the system. But we're waiting for him to be traded from Oklahoma City to Atlanta. Now, once he gets to Atlanta, Atlanta said they're going to buy this contract, which gives him a free agent. Then we'll sign him for league minimum, which is 2.5 million.
Yeah. The Rockets.
The Rockets will sign him for 2.5 million. But, you know, there was something funny. I found this tweet up there. Uh-huh. And this fits in really well with how the negotiations are going to go with Carmelo Anthony. Okay. These are the Houston Rockets and Carmelo Anthony negotiating. Okay. Melo, will I have to play defense? Houston, no. Melo, will I have to pass? Houston, no. Melo, what happens if I launch a bunch of three-point bricks in the playoffs? Houston, you saw game 7. That's what we do. So come on. What are you waiting on? Come on, Melo.
Melo.
Melo. Melo.
Melo.
Rocket.
All right.
That's
maybe next year, Junior. Maybe next year if you guys get Carmelo.
We have great strip clubs. Yeah. Come on.
All right. Come on, Jay. Introduce the lovely and talented Miss Ann Tripp, please.
All right, everybody. It's time for the news with Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, guys. This is Ann Tripp, and good morning, everybody out there. In California, authorities are shutting down part of Yosemite National Park for several days as firefighters work on containing and then extinguishing the wildfire that's already burned through 56 square miles. President Trump went before a friendly audience yesterday in Missouri. In the heart of farm country, he railed against critics of his trade war. He talks about President Obama. He always does that. And threw out some other red meat about Democrats. But then he reminded the group of mostly white elderly veterans about a very important positive.
As you may know, we're also working to bring back the remains of your brothers in arms who gave their lives in Korea. And I hope that very soon these fallen warriors will begin coming home to lay at rest in American soil. That's starting the process.
Now, the president is scheduled to meet with Republican members of the Congressional Agriculture Committee later today. He's also going to talk with representatives of the European Union, which, you know, he's been attacking for, quote, ripping off America. In Pennsylvania, the Sexual Offender Assessment Board, get this, recommending that Bill Cosby be classified as a sexually violent predator. The disgraced comedian's conviction 3 months ago for sexual indecent assault already requires that he be formally listed as a sex offender. However, victims advocate Jennifer Storm says this added designation would mean much more.
Saying, yes, this guy is a sexually violent predator, it's incredibly validating for all of these women who have gone unbelieved and judged and scrutinized for so long.
A violent sexual predator has to undergo mandated monthly treatment and counseling. Cosby's accusers would be notified whenever he moves or buys a car or makes any other life decisions. Bill Cosby currently under house arrest, by the way, and monitored with an ankle bracelet. The Trump administration says it's coming to the aid of the nation's farmers who are losing money, piles of it, thanks to the president's new tariffs and other hardline trading policies. The government plans to provide $12 billion with a B dollars to help farmers that happen to be in those red states that went overwhelmingly for Trump in the last election and which really pretty much still support him strongly. Those farmers claim they don't want any government help, but the Department of Agriculture says it will hand out direct payments to some growers while buying the crops from others outright. The Ivanka Trump fashion line, No More. The president's daughter says her company, which started with jewelry and expanded into shoes and clothes and stuff, closing shop, letting all its employees go. So while Ivanka's brand might still be found in places like Macy's and Amazon and Bloomingdale's, it's been the target of a sustained boycott ever since her father got into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's led Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom, stores like that, to drop the line. And TJ Maxx and Marshalls have stopped promoting it entirely. And finally, today is National Happiness with Hypnosis Day.
What's up, Doc?
You'll find out if you ask, okay? We'll be back with more entertainment coming up 20 minutes after the hour. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? We shall see. What are you listening to? The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Back at you real soon.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy, let's meet our contestant today.
Who is this?
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hi.
Where you calling from, baby?
Voorhees, New Jersey.
Jersey. All right. What you do for a living?
I am just an administrator.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Are you on a speakerphone?
Customs. Uh-huh. You okay?
No. I had to go in the stairway.
Oh.
Oh, you're in a stairway. That's a little big hollow area. It's echo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Sean, you think you really smarter than me, Sean? You think so?
I'm going to do the best I can.
All right. Well, here's how it works. Shirley's going to ask us some trivia questions, and who answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds is the winner. As simple as that, all right?
All right.
All right, Tommy, get out. Get out of the studio now so you can't hear the question.
That's stupid.
Get away from him.
Now get.
Get on out of here.
Sean, my dear, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
All right, Kat, 60 seconds on the clock, please. What fictional character has a corncob pipe and a button nose?
The Snowman.
What legendary rapper turned actor released Getting Jiggy With It in 1997?
Will Smith.
Claustrophobia is the fear of what?
Closed spaces.
What actress starred as Olivia Pope on the hit TV show Scandal?
Pass. I don't know the name.
What type of work does a masseuse specialize in?
Massages.
Fred, Wilma, Barney, and Betty are all characters from what TV cartoon?
The Flintstones.
In what state is the Rikers Island prison located?
New York.
What beer is marketed as the king of beers?
Is it Budweiser?
Which celebrity couple named their third child Chicago?
Keenan and, I don't know.
We didn't get to that
Kardashian,
one.
Kardashian. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Jay, Carla, what you think? Junior?
I think she's smart.
She always smart.
Yeah. She ready.
I ready.
Mm-hmm. You ready, girl?
Yeah. She said she was going to do the best she can. And
she did damn good.
Yeah, you did very well. Yeah, you did.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sean, how you feel? How you feel?
Outstanding.
Yeah.
I feel good. I'm upset I missed two questions, but yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to see. When we come back, we're going to find out who is the smartest. And are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Tommy will be back in the studio when we come back, and we'll see if it's going to be Tommy or is it going to be Sean? We'll be back at 34 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? And Tommy is back in the studio. Get on back in here, Tommy. Yeah. Because our contestant, Sean, did her thing. She's really smart. I know that I say that about everyone, but Sean is really smart. Yeah. Tommy, are you ready?
Oh, no. Okay, let's go.
All right, Kat, may I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Which fictional character has a corncob pipe and a button nose?
Snowman.
What legendary rapper turned actor released Gettin' Jiggy With It in 1997?
Will Smith.
Claustrophobia is the fear of what?
It's claustrophobia. It's people all up on you. It's too many. It's too people too close to you.
What actress starred as Olivia Pope on the hit TV show Scandal?
Oh, God.
Nope. That's
pass.
What type of work does a masseuse specialize in?
Massage.
Fred, Wilma, Barney, and Betty are all characters.
Flintstones. Keep going. Hurry.
In what state is the Rikers Island prison located?
California. No.
What?
Keep going.
What beer is marketed as the king of beers?
Budweiser.
Which celebrity couple named their third...
Time's up.
Time's up. Put your pencils down. Pencils down.
Pencils down, hands up.
Yep. Rikers was New York. I screwed it up.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
All right, we got a tally. You know we have to tally. So while we're tallying, I'll read the questions and the answers. Here we go. What fictional character has a corncob pipe and a button nose? Frosty the Snowman. What legendary rapper turned actor released Gettin' Jiggy With It in 1997? Will Smith. Claustrophobia is the fear of what? Confined spaces. What actress starred as Olivia Pope on the hit TV show Scandal? Kerry Washington. What type of work does a masseuse specialize in? Massage therapy. Fred, Wilma, Barney, and Betty are all characters from what TV cartoon? The Flintstones. In what state is the Rikers Island prison located? That would be Bronx, New York. What beer is marketed as the king of beers? Budweiser. And which celebrity couple named their third child Chicago? That would be Kanye West and Kim Kardashian West.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, come on. Add it up.
Tally.
Black folks don't tally.
Carry the one. All right, Tommy, you got 5 answers correct. Sean got 7. Sean is our winner today.
She ready.
Yeah. Congratulations. Congratulations, Sean. You've just won $100 cash gift card, and you are smarter than nephew Tommy. Now, this is big. If you can correctly guess our four-digit code using the numbers 0 through 9 in its exact order, you could win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. And we also have Steve's banker, Ken, on the line, who will verify if your four-digit code is correct. Please keep in mind, this is not like the lottery. Please just say one single digit using the numbers 0 through 9, one digit at a time. And remember, we need a four-digit code in its exact order for you to win. Sean, go.
4972.
4972. We're going to go to my uncle's banker, Mr. Ken, and see if we have the correct number. Sir, we have 4972.
4972 is not correct.
No. Aww. Oh, Sean. Well, that's okay. Congratulations.
That's all right, girl.
Yeah, you still won a $100 cash gift card. And guess what? You are smarter than nephew Tommy. Sean, you're a genius, girl.
Told you. Put down a point.
Hey, if you think you're smarter than me and you want a chance to win my Uncle Steve's grand prize, $1 million, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. I'll play another loyal listener tomorrow, and I will be ready. Prank phone call coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, Tommy.
Man.
You did all right, though. You did all right. Sean won.
Wow, Sean won.
Yay.
Sean won.
Yeah, but Tommy, yeah,
I lost that one.
You're smart.
Yeah,
though.
You did.
You are. Yeah, you lost it. Loser.
Well, I'm not upset that I don't know where the penitentiary is because I ain't been down there, so I'm not upset about it.
Oh, don't be trying to judge the question.
Yeah.
I'm not upset.
When he loses, he always picks on someone. Yeah. Shirley's reading too slow.
Yeah. You're reading too slow.
I don't like the question.
Yeah, and it sounds just like that, too, Tommy. You don't like the question.
Well, coming up at the top of the hour, guys, at 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, does size really matter? We'll get into that. But right now, let's get into this. Oh, I sounded like Don Cornelius. Cornelius right then. Here's the nephew with the prank phone call. Yeah.
Right on time for another prank phone call. It's a big one. You sure enough gonna be digging.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Nephew Tommy, the preacher's wife, prank phone call.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Sister Angela. Sister Angela, please.
This is she.
How you doing? My name is Brother Clayton. I'm calling you from Greater Baptist Church. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, listen, I know that your husband, Reverend Jonathan, is actually one of the candidates that we may be choosing to be our pastor, since our past pastor has stepped down.
Yes. I'm very proud of my husband. I think he'll make a very good candidate, as a matter of fact.
Here at the church, we've been asking a lot of the deacons and assistant ministers here have been asking different questions, different things that they would be doing once they became pastor. You know, like your first 100 days, what would you try and change here at the church or try and make better, so to speak? Yeah.
Did you need to speak to my husband? He's not here right now. Did you need to speak to him?
No, not right now. What we decided to do, Sister Angela, is actually call the wives and ask them a few questions.
Oh. Okay, that's a little different, sure.
And we don't want to take up too much of your time. You know, a lot of times, if a pastor is stressed at home, 9 times out of 10, he's likely to be stressed at the church. So I guess my biggest question to you is your husband stressed at home?
No, not that I know of. He eats regularly. He's on a good diet. You know, he goes to the doctor regularly, gets his physical, pretty good at home. I don't have a reason to believe that he's stressed. He certainly hasn't brought anything to my attention.
Okay, I don't think you follow me, Sister Angela. What I'm saying is he stressed behind closed doors? Is he stressed in that fashion?
I'm not. I'm not too sure I follow you. You say behind closed doors. What exactly did you mean by that?
Is he stressed in y'all's relations? Is he stressed?
Are you asking me about my personal business, brother?
Well, what I'm saying is if he's stressed at home, he'll be stressed at the church. And if he's stressed at the church, then the members are stressed. Then the congregation is stressed. So the stress starts with you.
Excuse me?
If you are making sure that he's all right at home, he's going to be all right at the church.
I'm sorry, brother. What was your name?
Brother Clayton.
Brother Clayton. I appreciate you conducting whatever interviews you guys need to conduct with the candidates' wives. I do think that's pretty much personal territory, and I really don't want to answer those kind of questions.
It's not personal, Sister Angela, when there's so many other people involved. See, that's why I'm asking you the question, is your man stressed behind
Brother Clayton, I could assure you that my husband is not stressed at home, if I get your drift.
Okay.
He is not stressed behind closed doors, brother. And I would appreciate you if you don't call with these kind of questions. Are you asking other candidates why these kind of questions?
Well, I was the one dedicated to call to give you a call, and that's the question that I decided to come up with because I want to know if a man is going to be stressed because if he's going to have tension at the church, then the congregation is going to have tension, the church is going to have tension, and the church cannot
brother
move
Clayton,
forward in the direction on which
brother
we're
Clayton.
Going.
My husband and I have been married 25 years, and they've been 25 good years, if you get my drift, okay? He is not stressed at home. And whatever goes on at home, my husband has sense enough not to take it to the church. That is not something he's going to do. So you don't have to worry about anybody else being stressed at the congregation, in the pulpit, nowhere, okay? We have our stuff together at home, and I appreciate it if you don't ask me those kind of questions. Now, you can find something else to ask me.
But sometimes a woman does not realize that her husband is stressed. You understand? There's a possible way that you don't know that he's stressed.
Brother,
so how can you get...
Let me get your phone. As a matter of fact, let me get your full name. What's your first name?
Let's just go with Brother Clayton right now. Could you please answer this question? How can you guarantee that he is fully not stressed?
Brother Clayton? I'm calling the Lord real quick. Hold on. Brother Clayton, I'm an honorable woman. I'm a woman who stands by my man, okay? But you are asking me some questions that's very personal, very private, very confidential. You are asking me questions that are a question of the sanctity of my marriage, okay? My husband is not stressed. And if I need I don't send him away from my home stressed, okay?
How do you not?
I know.
But what are you doing to make sure that it's less stress?
Brother Clayton, I'm about to end this phone call, okay? Now, if you...
We're not going to end this
question.
Phone call until that we know. I need to know that Reverend Jonathan is not stressed at home. They assigned me to talk to you, and that's
so
what I'm going to do, and I'm going to leave.
Okay, he is not stressed. I don't know who told you that. The man is not stressed. Is he acting stressed around you? He's not acting stressed at home.
I bet you he's stressed because you're stressing me right now. Now, we're both stressed out. How can we understand that man is not stressed?
That's the end of this conversation. Do you understand me? Give me your full name right now.
Give me some intimate details, and then I'll give you my number.
You have crossed the line. You wait till my husband gets here. If this is going to cost him a candidacy, then so be it. We'll find another church. I'd have some choice words for you right now. Ooh, Brother Clayton.
I will give you my name right now. Do you have a pen?
Yes, I'm going to write it right now.
The letter N, N is in Nancy. E, P.
You're moving slow. What? I know how to spell now. Talk up faster.
N E P H E W.
What kind of name is that? Nephew. Your name is Nephew Clayton?
My name ain't Nephew Clayton. My name is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Reverend Jonathan.
Hold on. You said this is Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy.
Oh, my God.
From the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to kill him. Oh, Lord, I don't mean that. Oh, my God. Lord, y'all didn't stress me. Y'all didn't stress me this morning. I can't believe I let him get me. You know, I haven't heard these pranks before. Oh, my God. Tommy, I will tell you, if this was 25 years ago, brother, I cussed up a storm. I'm so glad I'm a saved woman.
Well, listen, listen. Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You ain't going to do the preacher's wife. You got to do the preacher's wife.
Yeah, no, you don't.
You got to get the preacher's wife.
You got to do the preacher's wife, man.
What makes straight you think to hell. That? Yeah. Yeah, for that one, for sure.
August 3rd, 4th, 5th, baby. Here come that nephew, Birmingham, Alabama, the ham. Stardome, get ready, the ham. The nephew is coming back in full effect. Oh, my God. Tell him, Jay, was I a damn fool the other night? I just
man,
wanna, I
it
just,
was ignorant over there, boy. Ignorant.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up, the strawberry letter. Does size really matter? We'll find out yes. right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, tomorrow morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central Time. You know, we're giving away a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. That's right. We're playing a little game called Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? And all you have to do is go to steveharveyfm.com to register, all right? Especially the smart people.
All right. Yeah. He lost today.
He lost today, though. Yes, he did, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Down behind.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I'll be back now. Let's get that understood. I will be back.
We'll be waiting.
All right, Tommy, now it's time for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
Just buckle up and hold on tight. Buckle up and hold on tight. Strawberry letter.
Thank you. We don't know. He's so many people. Subject. Today, right? Does size really matter? Let's get into it. Dear Stephen yes. Shirley.
Hold on. Before we go any further, what was that, Carla?
Yes, it does. I answered the question.
Yeah, she was answering the question, okay?
You don't even know what we're talking about, though.
Well, so in her mind, it doesn't matter. It just matters. All right.
loser.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 33-year-old man and my girlfriend is 31. We have been together for over 5 years. And when I met her, she was a single mom working part-time as a waitress and barely making ends meet. So we started dating and I stepped in and started doing everything for her as a man should. She will admit that I was the best thing that ever happened to her. Now, 5 years later, she's finished college and she's got a great job. I've always supported her with anything she's wanted to do. And after our 2-year anniversary of dating, I had planned to ask her to marry me. But I had a big financial setback and I had to put that on hold. My commitment to her never changed. And I gave her a small diamond ring as a token of my love to show her that I did plan to make it official soon. She stopped wearing the ring a week after I gave it to her. She said it was too small. Everything is back on track financially now, and I've saved a little money for a new ring. Without knowing that I was about to propose, she has started pressuring me to get married. She has even shown me an example of the ring and the size diamond she wants. I can't afford what she wants right now, and it makes me mad every time she brings it up. I am honestly starting to question if she values the ring and the wedding ceremony over the strong bond and family life that we've built. Should I be honest with her and tell her I can't afford the ring she wants, or should I just get the ring I can't afford and propose anyway? I don't want to disappoint her. Please help. Wow. What a man. What a man. What a man. Okay. Can I just say you, sir, are a good man? Yeah, just like the song goes. What a man. You know that song. You're what real women dream of. You're that knight in shining armor, you know, in the fairy tales, that Prince Charming character. again, what a man. I mean, women say they want a good man. They want, you know, a man to come and help out and support them and things like that. And clearly, you are one of those who do just that because you really love and care about this woman. And if everything in this letter is true, and that's all we have to go by here, I hope your girl realizes that before it's too late with her ungrateful butt. I mean, you came in and changed her life. She was working as a waitress, a single mom, and not doing very well, according to the letter, until you stepped in. So you changed her life. Of course, most women, I mean, you know, let's be honest here. Most women want a big, beautiful, sparkly diamond on her ring, on her ring finger and everything. You know, that's what we want. But, you know, when financial reality sets in and starts to dictate what you can actually afford, you know, that's a different story. The fact that you suffered a financial setback and still bought her a ring at all to show intent was really, really good here. So you asked the question, should you be honest with her and tell her you can't afford what she wants? Yeah, be honest with her. Communicate. Communication's always good. Tell her, you know, that that's not what you wanted to get her right now, but you're saving to get her a bigger and better ring because you know that's what she wants. Or you could just get her the ring that you can afford. You know, what is it? 3 months salary, I think, is the rule on that or something that you spend on an engagement ring. I don't say, you know, put yourself in any sort of financial bind to take care of her because who knows if she'll appreciate it anyway. If you want to propose to her, if you can see yourself living with her as your wife, go ahead. I understand you don't want to disappoint her. But you can't, you know, get yourself in financial straits just trying to please her because I don't know if she's the kind that will ever be pleased after all you've done for her. Jay?
What you need to do, sir, is find a woman that would be happy with the size you got. And that's in anything, okay?
Hello.
Find a woman that's happy. Because it's never big enough. You never got enough house. You never got enough car. It's never long enough. You never fat enough. You too skinny. So find a damn woman that so when bitter. She sees the size you got with what you giving her in anything, she is happy. And until you find that woman, trust me, there's some women out there who would love to have size you giving right now. You ain't got to get bigger of nothing. And I mean nothing.
Is this personal for you, Jay?
This is personal, damn it.
You sound a little emotional right now.
Yeah, I am, because I'm speaking to the men who don't have a lot to give. You know, you give and then you got to hit. Is that it? Yes, that's it.
She stopped wearing the ring because she said it was too small.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's too small. Well, damn it, that's all I got. I ain't got no more.
Can't tell you how many times you've heard that.
And paid good money for it. Right?
That line fits in here perfectly.
Find a lady that's happy with the size you got. You'll be happy and let her move on and find a bigger one. That's all I got to say.
Ooh, you're so bitter. Come on, Junior. What you got?
And I'm with Jay on that. But there's another part we got to add in there, too.
Okay.
Stop her girlfriends from talking to her. Y'all need to find some new friends, because that's what happened. Oh, that's all he got you? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it? Oh, that's how much he love you? Mm-hmm. Oh, he can't do better than that? Oh, that's all this is? Ooh, girl, I don't know how you be with somebody like that.
Hang on, Junior. Hang on. We're gonna take a short break here. We'll be back to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, does size really matter? And we got to hear from the nephew on this. We'll be back at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, here's a recap of today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, does size really matter? Hit it, Carla.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you missed your cue.
My bad.
All right. This man wrote in. He's 33 years old. His girlfriend is 31. They've been together for about 5 years. Now, when he met this woman, she was a single mom. She was working part-time as a waitress, and she was barely making ends meet. So they started dating, and he stepped in, he said, as a real man would do, and started doing everything for her. He, you know, she will admit, he says, that he was the best thing that happened to her. 5 years later now, she's finished college. She's got a great job. He's always supported her with anything she's ever wanted to do. And after their two-year anniversary of dating, he wanted to ask her to marry him. He had planned to propose. But he had a little financial setback, okay? So he wasn't able to get the ring that he wanted to get her, so he got her a small diamond as a token of his love to show that he did plan to make it official soon. Well, after a week, she stopped wearing the ring that he bought her because she said it was too small. Now he says everything is back on track financially. He saved some money for a new ring, and without even knowing he was about to propose, she started pressuring him to get married. So she even showed him a picture of a ring that she wanted, and he can't afford that. So he's in a dilemma. Should he, you know, go ahead and go over his budget and buy this ring that she wants, or should he just tell her that he can't afford it, okay? Because he's starting to question whether it's the marriage and bond, family bond that she wants, or is it just a ring and a ceremony that she wants? So that's where we are now. We've heard from me. I told him he was a very good man, and she was ungrateful. Jay said, leave,
never
move on.
Big enough. Yeah. Never big enough.
Move on. And then, Junior, you were saying before we had to go to break, and then we'll hear from the nephew, of course.
Get her girlfriends to stop talking to her. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to, because that's what the problem is right there. They saw the little old ring and started making them comments. Girl, I know he got to love you more than that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's all you got? Is that, that's it? 5 years, you can't get a bigger ring? You got to get her phone number changed. I'm telling you right now, something's got to change.
All right, Junior, thank you. Thank you for that. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter is, does size really matter? We got to hear from the nephew. Neff, what you got?
This is pretty simple. This is really, really simple. It's not hard. I want y'all to hear me and hear me well.
Okay.
Get you a smaller woman and the ring will be bigger.
What?
That's get easy you fix. A That's smaller easy woman.
That's true.
And the ring will be bigger. Let me tell you something. If you went to Little Women of L.A., they would be blown away by this ring you just bought, boy.
Ooh, Tanya.
You understand me?
Tanya?
Tanya, the boss.
What?
Uh-huh.
Tanya.
Uh-huh.
Get you a smaller woman and the ring will be bigger.
That's in the Bible, Tommy. That's in the Bible.
That is.
Let me tell you something.
You don't know that, sir. You don't know every word in there.
You're right. I don't.
If
but
you
I
get
know
a smaller woman,
there.
She don't want no Lexus. She want a Prius. She
there you
want
go.
A Prius. You understand what I'm saying? A smaller woman wants smaller things. She don't want no house that's 2,000, 3,000 square feet. You know what she want? She want a tiny house.
She
a smaller woman. Want something that's comparable
that's
to her.
It.
Does that make sense?
No logic.
She don't want a. Look at Thanksgiving. She don't want a big plate of food. She want a salsa of food. A salsa. Okay.
She doesn't want a turkey. Salsa. She wants a Cornish hen.
Yes. Yes. When you get her a soda, she don't need a 16 ounce. She need an 8 ounce. Get a smaller woman. And the ring will be bigger.
You ain't got to buy a widescreen of 72 inch. You ain't.
No, that's too much TV. She can't look across that far. Uh-uh. No.
28 inches. Look like she had the movies.
Yes.
You ain't got to buy a big bed. You ain't got to buy a big bed. No.
No. Twin size.
Twin size?
Yes.
For a grown woman?
She
yes.
That.
Yes. She's going to be so happy.
For a grown little woman, Junior. Yes.
So keep the ring. Keep the smaller ring.
Downsize the woman.
Downsize the woman.
Did you not hear the line when I read, I don't want to disappoint her? Did you hear? He doesn't
want to
disappoint
her. We don't care about her no more.
No, we ain't think about her no more. We don't
care about her no more. We don't. I'm passing. First of all, let me tell you something.
But he's not.
Shirley.
This ain't gonna do nothing to get work. Shirley, freeways ain't the only thing with signs. He already giving up signs. You know what I'm saying? These are signs. When you see these signs, exit, get off, get off.
Time to go.
We're driving somewhere? What is he talking about? Freeways.
We're driving to a better relationship. That's what the hell we're driving.
A better relationship. Freeways ain't the only thing with signs.
Somebody
has giving us too many signs that look like a hazard. Exit. Get out of this.
So you definitely agree that she's ungrateful. Yeah.
But you a smaller woman, man.
Yeah.
She's ungrateful. She is.
Like
but
Shirley
he doesn't
Mama
want
said, that's probably a great big old woman. You can't a great big old woman, you can't get her a little ring. You can't do it.
Great big old
Tommy.
I'm sorry.
You go too far.
I know.
Me and Miss Heller had conversations.
Yeah,
okay.
You all were friends. She loved Tommy. This is you know, it's just really sad because he's been there for her.
He's doing the best he can do.
He's doing the best that he can do. I mean, I'm sure later he can do better, but right now he's doing the best he can do. I mean, he bought her a smaller ring because that's all he could afford at the time to show his intent and the fact that he would want to propose to her at a later date. And then she kept on. She stopped wearing the small ring, and she kept showing him pictures of the bigger ring. But he can't afford that, and he wants to know, should he tell her that he can't afford that big ring?
You know how she knows what ring she really wanted? Her girlfriends.
We're back on that.
I'm telling you,
that episode of Martin. When he said, told Gina, you got a little cute ring. He said, well, I got the big receipt in the back.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And coming up in about 10 minutes, Comedy Roulette with the fellas right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla is here right now with Carla's Corner to tell us what's going on with the Ritz Crackers and Goldfish. They're recalling them. I love both of them. What's going on?
This is Carla's Corner, and then, you know, I kind of talked to the moms and the parents out there. So now, first it was a recall, Shirley and guys, on Ritz Crackers, and now Goldfish. When will it stop?
I know. When I heard that, I was like,
Goldfish.
I know.
I don't eat goldfish, but it sure keep these kids quiet.
That's what I'm saying.
No, not
that's why
goldfish.
This is the crisis going on. We are in some trying times.
Goldfish, shut it down, boy.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Ritz crackers, come on now. You know that was a special cracker in our homes.
Oh, man.
When you got Ritz crackers.
Ritz?
You doing things.
Ritz, yes. Oh, you're moving on up like the Jeffersons.
Well, you had them saltines with no name on them, but when you got Ritz,
come on now, talking about it.
Parents and grandparents, they're upset about this recall of Ritz crackers and Goldfish. And due to salmonella fears, that's what's going on. So what are we supposed to give these kids for snacks? Because we are snackers at my house. Well, they said substitute. You know, you can do chips, graham crackers, and, you know, Triscuits and pretzels. So those are your backup snacks. And
Cheez-Its.
Now, yeah, Cheez-Its. There you go.
Did they recall the Cheez-Its? Now you think.
Y'all need to fix this goldfish
problem. No, they
haven't
recalled
right
it. You know how I feel about Cheez-Its.
Won't
he
do it? Fix right away, man.
And then Shirley sent me a story, Jay. Listen to this. Shirley sent me a story about Hot Cheetos. And it caused a teen in Memphis to have gallbladder issues is what they're saying. It might be an issue to that because she was
that
eating
ain't all
four
Hot Cheetos
nah,
do to
that's
you.
Something else.
Bags of flaming hot.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to stop eating Cheetos now. You can miss us on
that. That ain't all Hot Cheetos do to you, man. Hot Cheetos let you know, boy.
Key word, though, Jay, flaming hot.
Hot Cheetos.
Yes, Lord. Hot Cheetos will remind you you had Hot Cheetos, boy.
Yeah. At the most inopportune time.
Yeah.
So hit me up on Lips Bar Carla and tell me right now, what is your favorite snack? Because I'm a snacker, so hit me up on Lips Bar Carla. All right, Shirley, Jay, what you got?
Oh, my God. Okay, Jay is here. It is time, Jay, for the segment we love to call Comedy Roulette. Please explain, Dolly.
It is time for Comedy Roulette, but before that, August 10th and 11th, baby, I'm going to Chuckles, baby. I'll be there. The Reverend will be there. Muttering hits, I'll be there. All right, Comedy Roulette. It's very simple. Very simple. This thing is so simple. And I get time to explain today because Steve's not here. He hates when I explain. give us four subjects, put them on the wheel, spun the wheel, where it stopped, we'll do the damn thing. That's how good we are.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Number one, I'm trying to give you a hint. Okay, I'm trying to give you a hint. Number two, she ain't really feeling you. Uh-oh. Number three, why did you get in the car when you know you don't have any money?
People do that.
Why did you get in the car?
We could do
Let's
that.
Let's roll, y'all.
All right, and number four, lastly, ooh, I wouldn't eat that if I was you. Ooh, I wouldn't eat that if I was you. Spin it, cat.
Come on.
Oh, you get your butt in the car, you ain't had no money.
Right. Just get up in there, right?
Oh, okay. I wouldn't eat that if I were you. I wouldn't eat that if I were you.
Let me tell you, I wouldn't eat that if I were you because they don't put no seasoning in none of their food. Ain't no salt, no pepper, nothing. Go ahead. Eat it if you want to.
I'll tell you what. Them oxtails, they look good. But I wouldn't eat them unless you got 10 hours of free time. Wow. I'm telling you, they don't cook that meat all the way through. I'm telling you.
All I know is she had cat food in that bowl yesterday. Now you eating cereal out of it, and the dishwasher broke. I wouldn't really eat that.
I wouldn't eat that about you. I tell you one thing. It might look like a meatloaf, but it don't taste like a meatloaf. I wouldn't eat that if I was you.
I'll tell you one thing. You know, you're looking over there and you see that smothered chicken and all that stuff they got over there. If they drug test on your job, I wouldn't even put my fork in that.
I'm going to say this to you. They got some raccoon on that grill. They got some possum on that grill and some brisket. And you can't tell which one is which. I really wouldn't eat that.
Backyard barbecue, baby.
Backyard barbecue. I'm tell you right now, man. I'm tell you. Gravy ain't supposed to be crunchy. I don't know what they did to it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't eat that if I was you.
Crunchy gravy? No.
You get a phone call. Hey, Big Mama cooking them chitlins. Okay, all right, she cooking chitlins. Well, if you can smell them from the freeway, I wouldn't eat them.
She didn't clean nothing.
She didn't clean none of that. If you can smell them from the freeway when you exit, I wouldn't eat them.
Come on now.
So you got the 15-piece tilapia special.
Yeah.
You do know tilapia eats the poop from the catfish. I really wouldn't eat that if I was
you. I wouldn't
eat that tilapia.
Oh, I remember when I didn't know that and I was going around telling everybody, oh, I don't eat catfish anymore. I just eat tilapia.
I'm back to the catfish.
I'm so good with catfish.
I'm going back to catfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Not mad at it. That was fun.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Mega Million jackpot was $522 million. Call us and tell us what you would do if you won the lottery. 877-29-STEVE. We'll take your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know you were watching this. Last night's Mega Million jackpot was... Ooh... $522 million.
Jesus.
That's a payoff right there. And yeah. And the Mega Millions pot is the fifth largest in that game's history. Mega Millions is played in 44 states, but not in Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Mississippi, Nevada, and Utah, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The one-time cash option is $308 million. You're still balling. 500, 300 million, you still balling.
I'm not mad at that.
So the winning not here.
Right. The winning tickets were sold in San Jose, California. Experts say since this is Shark Week, be aware that you had better, you had a better chance of dying in a shark attack, one in more than $3.7 million than winning last night's jackpot. Wow. And everyone dreams of telling her.
$522 million.
Woo. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of cheese.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I got it all planned.
All right. I mean, you know, yeah. We just want to hear what you have to say. Yeah. If you won the, Mega Millions, how would you spend it? What would you do? Let's go to the phones. 877-29 Steve. Let's go to line 7 and talk to Kia. Tommy, Kia.
Kia.
Yes.
What's up?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Mega Millions, Kia. If you won, what would you do, baby girl?
I would buy my husband a house on the other part of my land so he don't have to come home to me at night.
Damn.
Kia. I love him dearly, but, you know, if I had that money, I need him to stay over there because he got too many questions for me all the time. Well, what you buy them shoes for? What you buy that bag for?
So with your own house, you ain't got to hear none of that, huh?
That's a bad idea.
Go home. That's all I can say is go home. You can't say you ain't got one because I bought you a beautiful one.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah,
I love it.
Wrong with that. Got a beautiful home.
I like that.
That's a really good one, Kia. Yeah.
Got a dog over there and everything. Go on over there.
I think asking questions. This ain't your house.
All women have heard that, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Women have heard that, Kia. All right, let's go to line 8 and talk to Anthony, Tommy. Anthony.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Love the show. Just do it all the time. Wonderful.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, brother.
If you won the lottery,
what we got, man?
Hey, I'm 46 years old from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We have been through 3 preachers in my church, and we got a building fund going on forever. I would pay off the building fund because the same door handle is still broke.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Get a new building. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
A new preacher. You're going to need another preacher.
He didn't say get a new building. He said he going to fix that dough.
Yeah, he just said that dough.
Oh, that's it. Oh, okay.
Well, praise the Lord, Anthony.
He didn't say nothing about a new building. He said,
aren't you generous with your $500 million? All right, let's go to line 9 and talk to Chris.
Chris.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Well, just to keep it simple, I get the money, and I would keep my ex-wife in court with custody battle. I keep her in court so long that she loses her job.
Wow.
Ooh, you just bitter.
Oh, you're bitter,
you got,
Chris.
You got hate involved in
this. How long you been carrying this, Chris? How long you been carrying this?
Well, we just got divorced. So we were almost almost 2 years in. You know, 4-year relationship. She was, she's from Kenya. She actually got in my pocket, all the way in my pocket, in my folks' pocket, everything. Yeah, I got.
You're going into something else, man. You're going into another call now. Yeah,
you know you would be a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
You're going in a whole different direction.
You got a strawberry letter going on. That's what you got.
Yeah. We already did that.
That was last hour.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait.
But Chris, those of us who've been divorced, we know what it's like.
I know.
Yeah.
And we go bitter, man. That's his cue.
All right, thank you, Chris. Woo. Yeah. Line 6. Mark's on line 6, Tommy.
Mark.
Hey, what's up, nephew Tommy? Can't wait to catch that Venus too, my boy.
Yes, sir. I'll be through there real soon.
I already know it. But yeah, man, if I get that thing, man, shit, I'm going to go make it rain at the home.
Okay. He got a little too comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, I got him. Don't bring him back. We're going to straighten it out.
He gone.
He gone.
We got to
y'all got to watch y'all language when you call. I know.
We know the point.
He felt like we was on the front porch.
He had the money he don't even have. That's how excited he is,
man. Yeah, but Tommy's right. Watch your language, please, when you call us, okay? Yeah,
but
all
Shirley,
right, let's
ask the fellas. Ask the fellas what they would do. Jay.
Okay, we got one more call. Oh, yeah, my God. I'm going to ask. We got one more call. Line 7, let's go to Frank.
Frank.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
Frank the Barber here.
Hey, Frank the Barber.
Frank the Barber, Philly.
Yeah, Philadelphia. You know it. All right, what I would do would buy me a new refrigerator. My refrigerator went out last night.
Wait, Frank.
Okay.
Stop.
We got
500 something million. Yeah, what the hell with the refrigerator, Frank?
I need my refrigerator. You know, Frank. You wake up and you need that drink Frank. And you can't get to it.
Frank. Come on, Frank. Frank,
how old are you?
Big.
Frank. Yeah. Look, growing up, my refrigerator didn't have an ice dispenser. I got an ice dispenser.
Frank. Frank, you got that much money. You got a dude that gives you a cold drink every 20 minutes, man. What are you talking about?
I need a new refrigerator.
Frank, you own Maytag. What you talking about?
You're talking about 500 mil, Frank.
It done went out on me.
Frank Barber.
You need a glass of ice water. That's what you need.
God.
All right. We love you, Frank. Thank you so much. You support us, and we love you for that.
Loyal
Thank you
listeners.
So much. Yeah. Yes. But you think bigger, though, Frank. Think
yeah,
bigger.
Way now. Bigger, Frank. Yeah. Way bigger.
All right, Jay. If you won $522 million. Mm-hmm. Let me hear it.
Very simple. Is this on? Uh-huh. The following people can kiss my behind. Uh-huh. We're starting with the A's. Here we go. listen for your name.
I love it, Jay. All right, listen. Yes. Hang on. We're coming back with what would you do if you won $522 million in the Mega Lottery? Call us 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Last night's Mega Million Dollar jackpot was $522 million. Obviously, none of us won because we're all here.
Yeah.
But everyone.
Came in.
Just to do what? What would you?
Just
you didn't
to
have
cuss.
To.
Just huh? to cuss.
So we put the question out there. What would you do if you won the $522 million mega jackpot? Okay, we've had so many. Frank the Barber, one of our loyal listeners, said he would buy a refrigerator.
He posted it online about all his stuff going bad.
That ain't what I'm doing.
Yeah, but a refrigerator, you got $522 million.
First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to bleach my skin.
Huh?
Yeah, because I don't want y'all recognizing me.
Oh.
I'm going to look
white.
I'm look damn near like Sammy
white
Sosa.
With that high-pitched voice?
All right, let's go to the phones, guys. Let's go to line 9. Tommy, talk to Raheem.
Raheem.
Good, Tommy.
What's up, baby? What'd it do?
Not much, can't call it.
I mean, let me know, man. If you won that lottery, baby, what would you do?
I'll be honest with you. I donated to Trump. Help him finish building that wall, man. Amen. I ain't going to lie. Now, right before we done.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, no, that was Kat.
Oh. All right. Okay.
No,
huh? Let's go to line.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Hold on. Okay, Raheem, go back. Go back. You finna do what? You finna get his money to Trump?
I'm gonna donate that money to Trump. Mm-hmm. Help him finish building that wall. And right before it's over, right before we're done, seal it up. I'm gonna push it to the other side. Seal that joint up. And let them have it. Like,
you
know
what
I
mean?
I like that.
All right, Raheem.
Thank you, Raheem. Line 7, Jennifer. Tommy.
Right before they seal it up. Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, good morning. If I won all that money in 2013, the father of my children and my fiance, he was murdered. In a smaller town, everybody says they don't know what happened, but I would get him to start talking now because I would give $10 million for whoever wants to get rich to snitch, and we would finally bring people to justice.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You have
right.
a cause with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Three billboards.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah. Like. Line 8, let's go to James.
James.
How y'all doing? Good morning.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, James. Mm-hmm. If you won the lottery, what would you do, man?
Oh, I'm doing several things. First, I'm quitting my job the night I win.
I know that's right.
There you go, James.
Immediately.
Yeah. Telling okay. everybody what I think about them, good and bad.
That's right.
That's
right,
James. Second, I'm going to pay off all my mama's debts. I want my mama to live a debt-free life.
Okay.
Okay.
We like it.
Okay.
Third, I'm going on vacation because she can't bear witness to the foolery I'm about to do.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Come on over
yeah,
here to Tommy's
like Tommy.
Side.
Man, I love my mama. She don't need to see what I'm about to do. She'd be so disappointed in me if I get this money.
All right. Thank you, James. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Okay, these tapes with the president, well, he wasn't president at the time, but and his attorney at the time, Mike Cohen, they're all over the news today.
Tapes.
Yeah, the Donald Trump tapes.
Mixtape. It's a mixtape.
You call it a mixtape, Jay. I like that.
That's the sound.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's all over the news. Big headlines this morning. It's a secret tape of a conversation between President Trump and his former attorney, Michael Cohen. Well, it isn't much of a secret anymore. CNN broadcast a tape that was allegedly recorded in 2016. It came to CNN courtesy of Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis. All right?
Lanny.
Mr. Trump was looking to buy the rights to do to the story of Playboy model Karen McDougal, who says she had an affair with the president. This audio seems to confirm that Trump knew of the effort to pay McDougal off. All right, let's take a listen.
I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David, you know, so that I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with
so what are we gonna
funding. That, yes. And it's all the stuff. All the stuff, because you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be. Correct. So I'm all over that, and I spoke to Alan about it. When it comes time for the financing, which will be
listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay with cash.
No. I got.
You heard the president saying pay with cash. Yeah, but the audio is muddled and it's unclear whether he suggests paying with cash or not paying, but it kind of sounds like he was saying paying with cash.
That's Melania can understand it very well. Trust me on that one.
I'll tell you what, though, this morning got a lot of dudes tight this morning with this tape out. Yeah. Bad chicks? Oh.
Yeah. Well, did the president tweeted something about Cohen. He was so sad that, you know, it's like he was violating attorney-client privilege, you know, with the conversation. Why was he taping the conversation is basically what the president was saying.
Cover his behind. That's
Yeah. Yeah, the tape's release comes as Cohen has been described as ready to flip at any minute. Against the president. Now,
like
the president's.
Pancake, girl.
Yeah.
He gonna flip.
Like a pancake.
I flip harder than you turn the table over.
I know that's right.
Yeah, now, president's current attorney, Rudy Giuliani, he hears everything differently. You know, he's an attorney. He says that there's no indication. He heard the tape too. He says there's no indication of any crime being committed on this tape. All right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right, Julie Tommy. The Giuliani from 9/11. Where is the mayor?
America's
that
mayor.
That changed.
Yeah, he's changed. Seems like.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now he's the president's attorney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally different guy from before.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
The president said
right.
He didn't know nothing about the payments. That's what this tape is showing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on, one Trump more time. It's a mixtape. Come on.
It's a mixtape, baby.
Trump mixtape.
DJ, DJ. DJ right, about to flip. This DJ about to flip, y'all.
We're going to come back and close out the show with our last break of the day. So don't go anywhere. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, if you've been watching his Instagram, you know Steve is on vacation, balling out of control, as always. Mm-hmm. Hope you're enjoying your time.
We're holding it down.
Yeah, but we're holding it down. That's right. And don't forget, tomorrow at 7:20 a.m. Eastern, 6:20 Central, we will be playing yet again, Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? One loyal listener and Nephew Tommy will go at it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't feel smart?
I'm still smart. I lost today, but I still got it going on.
Yeah, there's always tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. One loyal listener and Nephew Tommy will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than the nephew, you will win a $100 cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize of $1
million.
That's right. But you can't play unless you register. Go to steveharveyfm.com. All right? We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
On that game.
Sean did her thing today.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Way to go,
she
Sean.
She wore that ass out.
Hey, with no landslide now.
You lost, stupid.
As always, tomorrow.
I take my losses, but it wasn't like that. I just got stomped on.
Same thing. Loss is a loss.
It's a loss.
You get them tomorrow. You get them tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, whoever it is tomorrow, they in for it. So I'm just letting y'all know.
Ooh, they so scared.
You ought to take part in it.
They don't even know who they is. Ooh.
Do you guys
y'all want
have
some closing
advice?
Remarks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Give me the closing remarks, sexy music, because this is so serious, right?
This is just a serious.
Oh, it is. Okay, serious? I love when we leave the people with something. Yeah.
It is. It's great. Yeah, it's very serious.
All right, now listen. Today's closing remarks is, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
Repeat that with me. Come on, man.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
That right there. Now, let me show you how this works. Yeah. See, R. Kelly, you wrote a 19-minute song about you. Come on, man.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
Come on, man's taken, so we got
come on, dog.
What you saying? Yeah.
Somebody to pull you up when you're not.
Somebody to pull you away. It's time to take you and let's pull you to the side and talk. It's just come on, man.
Come on, dog.
We the person to your right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Standing right there.
You need that. You need that. You about to do something real stupid, Sheriff. You about to go down to the job and act a fool.
I can barely hear you, Jay.
You about to go down to the job and act a fool. Let the boss know how you feel. You know, you're going to cuss everybody out. You need to come on. Come on, dog. Don't go down there with that, man.
Don't do that.
Don't go down there, man. Come on, dog.
Okay.
Don't do
I like that. Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
You about to go in there and tell her the truth about everything. Come on, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Come on, dog.
Dog. Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
You just got busted one time. Come on, dog.
Come on.
You ain't got to go in there and tell everything, dog. Don't go in there with that. Come on, dog.
Come on,
no,
dog.
No, go in there with
I like it, Shirley. Come on,
dog. You got to go in there with
I'm getting it. Yeah, it's starting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You've been punching out overtime early, and now you're finna tell the truth about how you've been getting extra overtime. Dog, don't even do that. Just stop what you're doing. And don't go in there with that.
Don't go in there.
Let me get this right.
Get one, man.
You've been in jail for robbing banks.
Yeah, man.
You just got out 5 years you've been in. And you out here pacing back and forth in front of another bank? Come on.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
You're not good at this.
That's not what you do. Come on, dog.
You at one of them all-you-can-eat places. You decide to fill up a bag of chicken and walk out. Dog. Come on, man.
Think this through, man.
Yeah. You don't want to go to jail over chicken.
No.
Come on, dog. Come on, don't dog. Do that, man.
Hey, man. Her brother disrespected you, but he got muscles and work out every day. We over here drinking. Come on, dog.
Yeah. You gonna go over there.
Come on. We not finna do nothing with him, dog. Come on.
You gonna take that cussing out.
We gonna take the cussing, and we gonna finish sipping this liquor, and we gonna go home. We not finna do none of that over here.
Dog,
come on,
dog. Dog, don't do that.
So come on, dog, is a dude with reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he helps you out. Yeah. Right.
Everybody needs a come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
Because you do a lot of things without thinking. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody need a come on, dog.
You getting
your feelings. You got your heart broke. You got your heart broken. You see your girl with a new man, and they in front of you at the light. You want to run them over. I'm going to run both of them over. Come on, dog.
That ain't what you do, man. That's what you need to do right now.
That's when you grab, put your hand on his wrist and kind of pull him back a little
bit. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, you grab right up under the elbow, Shirley. Right there. That's where the weak spot is. Right up under the elbow. Grab him. Okay. Come on, dog.
I got a question for come on, dog. Yeah.
Come on.
President Trump, his lawyer.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
He needed a come on, dog.
He need four come on, dog. Come on.
Need everybody.
He need a come on, dog to call a come on, dog to come call on, the other come on, on, dog to call.
Jay, come in here, man.
Come on, dog.
Hey, Tommy, get in here, dog. Play the tape again.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog. And so now you about to tweet about the
thing? Yeah, don't do that, dog.
Don't do that. You got to have come on, dog. Got to have one.
Everybody need one.
That's how I look.
What about Steve
Harvey,
our listener?
Steve Harvey.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. That's a good one.
You mad because what now? You sitting on all this money and you going through what? Come on, dog.
Champagne problems.
I ain't trying to hear your champagne problems. God, on, they got me going through. You ain't going through.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
Come on.
Come on,
dog.
Come on, dog.
Come on.
Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
Thank you, guys. We love you so much. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.